This is from the May 19th, 2019 service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon.
The scripture reading today is from Revelation 21, 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So do you ever feel like God is with you? Do you feel like that all the time? Or not very often? Ever? When you're sleeping and when you're awake? Well, this morning's scripture reading from the book of Revelation says that the dwelling of God is with people. The scripture reading shows us a vision. And it's a vision that John had, that everything would be as it should be, and in this vision, God is with people. John had the vision when he was alone. That's interesting. He was alone in prison because of his faith, and in the Bible account, John is imprisoned on an island. That's how the book of Revelation begins, with him on the island of Patmos in this vision, imprisoned because of his faith. In the depths of this island prison, he has this vision. Now, if you've ever read the whole book of Revelation, some of you, we did that together a couple years ago, you know that a lot of crazy stuff comes first, right? There's beasts and wars and violence and pain. And in a world where evil literally roams around like a dragon, and from the depths of this prison, John had a vision of God being with us. He sat alone in prison and thought about God being with him. It's amazing. I was thinking about that last week on one of those nice, sunny, warm days. Remember those? Remember those? It was so beautiful. What could possibly go wrong? The weather will never be bad again. How could God not be with us, I thought. But how about on those dreary, rainy, windy days when the Blazers lose? How about all the time? It seems like that's what God wants, according to this vision. According to this vision, God wants to be with us, to be in the world, not somewhere off else. The scripture reading says the dwelling of God is with us. This is the culmination of the book of Revelation and, frankly, the whole Bible. It's not that we go up to heaven. It's that God comes down to earth and redeems creation and makes everything new. That's John's vision. It happened one other time in the Bible. Anybody remember? In the manger in Bethlehem. Jesus' birth. We hear about what? Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us, right? Emmanuel, who people had been waiting for since the prophet Isaiah. Hundreds of years before. Emmanuel means God with us. And that was the prophecy, right? During some of the most chaotic times for Israel, hundreds of years before Jesus, the empire of Assyria was threatening to invade. The whole Babylonian catastrophe hadn't even happened yet. And national leadership was all going in the wrong direction. During times like that, 700 years before Jesus, the prophet Isaiah had a vision of God with us, just like John. Emmanuel. It's in chapter 7 of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. We read about a vision from Isaiah 7 during the season of Advent. We read it every year at Advent. Emmanuel, a child is born. And the early followers of Jesus saw Jesus as the answer to those longings, in the same way that the Jews, hundreds of years before, thought Hezekiah was the answer. But it didn't work out with Hezekiah as good as they thought it was going to. And it turns out, even Jesus died. And even after he rose, the world as we know it remains. And so, the vision of God with people seems to be still incomplete, as far as I know, the people I know, anybody? But John's vision, the book of Revelation, at the very end, it hangs out there calling to us, have hope in this thing that's not a new idea. It's the heart of God. Live with hope and faith that God wants to be with people in the world and to make the world new. John's vision says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Now, whenever I start thinking about heaven, I have lots of questions. Anybody got that all figured out? No. So I start thinking about these questions, and the Bible, quite frankly, doesn't say a whole lot about heaven. It says a whole lot about earth and the redemption of creation, but the book of Revelation does say a fair amount about heaven. So if you want to know about heaven, you have to brave your way through the book of Revelation. But it's still mysterious. I mean, just because there's words in the Bible about it doesn't mean they're not mysterious words. So I feel kind of like I'm singing that old song, God Shuffled His Feet. Anybody ever know that song? It's probably 10 or 15 years old now. Crash Test Dummies. Anyway, the words, do you have to eat or get your hair cut in heaven? And if your eye gets poked out in this life, will it be waiting up in heaven with your wife? So in the song, people ask all these questions of God. And they're on a picnic. So God, they're on a picnic with God, and they start asking poor God all these questions. Wouldn't that be great? God shuffles in and gathers us all together for a picnic, and we go out and find some place by the brook. On one of those nice, warm, sunny days, when it seems like nothing could go wrong, and we enjoy the afternoon together, and on the picnic, God answers all of our questions. That'd be a vision, but that's not John's vision. It's a little different. Well, anyway, eventually in the song, all the questions, what they're about is, will we somehow be made new and different by the experience of heaven? I mean, if God is going to make a new heaven and a new earth, then why bother go on a picnic with us? Why bother to dwell with us? We must have something to do with the new heaven and new earth, perhaps the building blocks. We must be something. And it must be out of us and this that God makes whatever God's going to make. I mean, why Emmanuel? Why be with us? Make a whole new earth. Apparently, we have a choice in all this. Something like, will we give ourselves over to what God's doing? And even if we won't, guess what? God's coming anyway. It's not about whether you give yourself over to... I mean, you can do that, and then good for you, but God's coming. So, here's a globe. I didn't want to ruin Adrian's globe. It's the earth as we know it, right? More or less. Well, more or less. The earth as we expect to see it. There, I'll put Africa out this time. So, if you could go down... No, let me put America out this time. If you could go out and descend down onto this and get closer and closer and closer and start to actually see streets and trees and people, wouldn't that be great? And you'd see all that. You'd get closer, and the closer you get. But then it sort of starts to look like the same old stuff, and you get closer and closer, and there's crime and there's violence and drunk driving and litter. Oh, it's just the way I thought it would be. This is the earth as we know it now. Full of all of our hot air. Right? But it says in the Bible that God will make a new earth. Sort of like God will squeeze out all of our hot air and the hot air of whoever. And crime, and all the hate, and all the violence, and all the sin. But, according to the Bible, and here's where most people leave it, and that's why it gets so scary, and I think misinterpreted, God won't leave it like this. That's not the goal. End of the world. God won't leave us defeated and hopeless. It says God will make a new earth. New. Different. But not destroyed. Redeemed. Resurrected. Pretty close, but similar, but different. And maybe like this one, a little bit more resilient. Harder to pop. No hot air inside. Who knows? Just a speculation. But you get the idea. We will be made new the same way, just like the earth and heaven. I mean, think about all the things in your life that you would like to change. Salvation doesn't just trash you, turns out. It remakes you. Imagine being remade. And it could be painful. And probably we'd resist at least part of it. But think of what could be if we would give ourselves over to God, and if God was really completely with us. Think about just for a minute the people that you love most who have changed you in a good way. My mom changed me in all kinds of ways, but I'm still me, but I'm not the same. But I'm still me, but I'm not the same. All the things in life that changed her, I think about. She had breast cancer and Alzheimer's, and all these things changed her in all kinds of ways forever, but she was always, even after that, forever and still my mother. You see what I mean? We don't just go away, we're remade. And if we change each other, if we change each other, right? And if pain and the hard things, the challenges in life change us, then what about the changes God wants to make? And think about those. According to the book of Revelation, one change will be that there will be no more tears. The former things will pass away, and newness will come on us, and we will live with that sense of newness. So, another song. Rock star Eric Clapton, maybe this one you've heard, Tears in Heaven. Now, that came out, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, about his struggle to accept this kind of idea that there will be no more tears in heaven after the death of his son. Right? His son was 4 years old and died, Eric Clapton's son. And he wrote this song that became pretty popular for a while. And he starts out asking all these questions. like the questions that I have and you have, that we'd ask if we could get God on a picnic, or that we'd ask the people we love if we could still talk to them, but we can't. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? He sings this to his little boy. But in the song, he comes to the vision at the end of a hopeful place. There will be, he says, there will be peace, I know. And I know, he says, I know that there will be no more tears in heaven. And if he can get there, how about you and me? I mean, it's difficult to fathom the depth of God's love for us, truly. And it's difficult to fathom the mysteries of heaven and earth. And ultimately, the vision is one of hope, not destruction. It's a vision. The revelation to John is a triumph. It's not the typical worldly kind of triumph. It's a triumph nonetheless. Remember Jesus riding in on the donkey? You've heard about that, right? It happened, supposedly, right at the beginning of the end. Rode triumphantly in on a donkey into Jerusalem, headed for the cross. And he didn't ride on a white horse, Jesus. Not until now. But the book of Revelation, the power of the Roman soldiers and all the things that are violently powerful in the world are defeated. The oppressive, violent forces that ride on white horses are replaced. And Jesus is on a white horse in chapter 19. Right before this vision from John is described of a new heaven and a new earth. What that means is we should be careful about riding on white horses. Let Jesus do that. Hold on to the hope that only Jesus belongs up on that horse. The triumph of God over evil is not something to be triumphalistic about, but it's the foundation of our humility and our hope and our faith. God wants to be with us and make us new and make all of this new. Go back to the book of Genesis, the very beginning of the Bible, right? I'll end with the beginning today, because I started with the end. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, this is good. And in the end, God will create and make new. And it will be good. Amen.